there.
I don't know. Is the red thing on?
Ah, there we go.
So we'll continue our discussion from a couple of weeks ago. We'll review and continue our discussion on Mashiv HaRuach, Umorid HaGeshem, and Talo Matar. So we know that in two places in davening that we mention rain. We mention Mashiv HaRuach, Umorid HaGeshem, and the Bracha of Machaye HaMesim. And we mention the same Talo Matar in the Bracha of Mavarach HaShanim. And as the Gemara in Tainis and Brachas points out, Maskirin Geburas Keshamim B'tchias HaMesim. And the question is, why do we mention Mashiv HaRuach in the Bracha Tchias HaMesim and why Talo Matar in the Bracha Mavarach HaShanim? So it's a more fundamental question, as we mentioned, the three sections to Shmoneh Esrei. There's the Shevach, the Bakasha, and the Hodah. So Mashiv HaRuach is a Shevach, as we'll get into more exactly what it is, but it's a Shevach, and therefore hence in the Shevach section. And Talo Matar is a Bakasha, or we're just praising God and rain in the Mashiv HaRuach. We'll see Ritzoy HaMayim, but the actual asking for the rain, the Shela, that's only later on in the Bakasha section. Why specifically in the Bracha of Machaye HaMesim? So that's what the famous Chazal tell us. There are three things that God did not give over to a Shliach. He did it as himself, with some exceptions. One is Tchias HaMesim, childbirth, and rain. And therefore, all have to do with life. And therefore, he put the Bracha of rain together. We can't live without rain with all the crops and everything. And therefore, rain is also a form of Machaye HaMesim. And as the Bali Musa point out, in fact, even though the papers might think otherwise, if they have a choice to put a headline of childbirth or a headline of Tchias HaMesim, I think they'd go with the latter. But the Bali Musa tell us it's a greater miracle of childbirth, because the Tchias HaMesim, the body is there, this is to be resurrected. A child being born out of nowhere from a Tipa Srucha, that's actually a greater nes. So we pointed out that actually the first time we find an asking for rain is actually backed by Adam HaRishon. We find the prayer for rain that the Rashi quotes the Chazal there, that God didn't create rain until after Adam was created, because he wanted someone who appreciate the rain and someone who could be mispalo for the rain. And that's what we pointed out based on the Rav, Rav Tzadok HaKohen, there's a Zohar, that actually Adam was davening Tfilas Mincha, they claim. As we all know, the Gemara in Brachas, that Mincha is the most opportune time for davening. Because Eliyahu HaNavi was accepted by Har HaKarmel during Mincha time. And there are pragmatic reasons for Mincha being, especially now that we changed the clocks, it's the most difficult of all, certainly all minyanim, but even this, the Chat Mincha in between work, because in theory you could always wake up earlier, not always, but sometimes it's a challenge to get chakras also, when chakras is later. But in general, you can wake up earlier for chakras and daven ma'ariv when you get home from work. Mincha is a challenge. So from a pure pragmatic level, it's more difficult. But much more than that is, al pi Kabbalah, they point out that Mincha is like the time of din, and therefore you have to daven harder for the rachamim to beat out the din, so to speak. But that's what they explain here, that we know Yitzchak instituted Mincha. They quote the pasuk of Suach Basadeh, and over there in Bereishis it's called Siach Hasadeh. So over there, the Medrash, the Zohar, they connect that the word Siach, the Mincha, that was Adam was actually praying Mincha, whether it was the same Mincha as us, same Mincha as Yitzchak, who knows, but whatever it means, Adam was davening Mincha, and that was the time where it's accepted. The whole essence of Tefillah is realizing that everything's from God, and as we pointed out, Shin Yud Ches, that's why Avram had the 318 men, or the Gematria of Eliezer, then the Chassidus Yisraelim, they write, Yeish spells 317. So Yeish is 317, Tefillah is 318, that Tefillah is the opposite of Yeish. So when person, you always realize, is never, as they say, Yeish Shalomidas. Anyone who gives up is Shalomidas. Because really, you always have to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the tefillah, the original tefillah comes from Adam HaRishon, but even though the Gemara that connects it with Yitzchak. So we point out the Rav has a shtickle in the Hare Kedem. I found at the end, I think the end of the second volume, it's put in the middle of nowhere. But he has a separate piece on Talamata we'll get to, but he has a piece on Mashiv HaRuach where he discusses what is the nature of this halacha of Mashiv HaRuach Gomorrah HaGashem. So before we get to the nature, go back to the Gemara and Tainis, which tells us when do we begin saying. So we know we begin saying Mashiv HaRuach, we begin on Shmini Atzeres, depending if you're Minach Sfard or Ashkenaz. If you begin in your silent Shmoneh Esrei at Musaf, or your silent Shmoneh Esrei at Mincha, the minhag among Ashkenaz is we give a klap, because we're not saying anything in the summer months, we give a hachraza, Mashiv HaRuach, or Moreh HaGashem, or Goshem, and therefore then we begin. And the minhag of Sfar Yishuals is they wait until afterwards, and then at Mincha they begin. So we know we begin Mashiv HaRuach on Shmini Atzeres. Obviously we can't begin Talo Matzer because there is no Bakasha section in our Yontif Shemoneh Esrei. So the question is, okay, good. So we can't begin on Shmini Atzeres, either begin a day or two later, whether we're in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz La'aretz, begin to write Motza Yontif, Simchas Torah, whatever it is, Mayrav of Simchas Torah, Motza Simchas Torah, we should start saying then, B'sein Talomata. Why do we break them up? Even though one is praising God on rain, one is asking, but still, why not begin? Why not begin at the same time? So that's the
Yetzer Yitzchak Kasuv is a little bit difficult because in those days, it wasn't a tefillah. In those days, it was a Zakeva Sasheni Tase Ben Avoyim. There wasn't Phyllis, there was Kabbalah. And yet we speak of this as Sicha.
Right, it's like, Ein Sicha or Tfilah. Right, the Gemara quotes another Pasuk that we see in the context of Tfilah uses the word Sia. Right, it's not the classical.
Yeah, that's understandable, yeah. But there wasn't Tfilah in those days. There was only.
Who said there wasn't Tfilah? Meaning the Iker was Karbanos, doesn't mean who said there wasn't Tfilah?
I don't say it's
full,
but I think it's
full. What? What does it say on it?
It says busy.
We'll assume it's the Clifton.
You
got it? Yeah. Well, I could give you, if you want to try another battery anyway.
It's the book. It's not the battery.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He gave you
a quick
pause for station.
Yeah, well, that was one of them.
Right.
But they were good enough. Just put it back with the other one.
You put it with the.
What I'm giving you back.
Yeah.
So they always had, meaning the Iker of Oda was Karbanas, but doesn't mean that they had Tefillah before. Why wouldn't there be Tefillah?
Well,
Anshe Knesset
wasn't there yet.
No, so what? Yeah, so we don't. Yeah, we have to mean that.
She made her own.
No, right. So that, no, they all did. No, all the texts. No, I'm saying obviously the text came. The formal tefillah we have with chakras, I mean, that came later. But obviously they, you know.
What you're really saying is why call it mitzvah? He just wanted to dub it.
That's right.
So it wasn't tied to time. So it just so happened that he dove in the afternoon, so they called it mincha. What you're saying is...
It's only a remez, really. It's only a remez.
Yeah.
It says, Avram and Yitzchak came after the same thing. The fact is that...
Yeah.
Unless you want to say Avram established that they had a person to dive in the morning.
I mean, they explain, you know, they get into it's not coincidental. They explain that each tefillah really has to do with the essence of, like, the tefillah. Like, I can... The Sefer Karasel Shabbos Onig points out, he said, you look at the second letter of all the names, it's Meramis to the Tefillah, say Avraham, so Beis is Boker, Yitzchak Sadi is Arayim, and Yaakov Erev is Arabis. And it's not the first letter, it's the second, that behind the essence of the Tefillah is the Chakras, the rising sun, you know, Avraham, he went ahead and he was, you know, it's a separate year, but they explain how each one Yitzchak was more of a quiet person, you know, he was more to himself, Ola Tamima, and Meirav is always gullus and, you know, and bad, so that's the time of Meirav, so they tie each of the lives into a specific tefillah, but that's more, you know, that's more Jewish, whether, you know, it was more that they're focusing on, it was afternoon, but they tie it specifically to the tefillah also. But either way, so the question is, why don't we begin saying Talal Mata right away also, at the same time as Masha Baruch? That's the Gemara in Tainis. The Gemara says, quotes a Machlokas in the Mishnah there, when is the Zman for rain? The Zman for rain, so it doesn't begin until either one opinion, Gimel Mar Cheshvan, or the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel, the way we paskin, in Eretz Yisrael, Zayin Mar Cheshvan. And where does the Rabbi Gamliel get Zayin Mar Cheshvan from? So the Gemara tells us because it took 15 days to get to the father's place where Chazal said was in the Har Pras to get the Jews who just came from Ola Rego to give them time to go home after coming in for Yentif. So that was the furthest place. So it's 15. So it was 15 days to get back. So in fact, it's a discussion in the Rishonim. So what about Bizman Hazeh or post Beis Hamikdash? So why do we wait? Why not go back, revert to the original din of the Gemara that really we should be doing, asking for rain immediately after Yentif? So that already is a Machlokas Rishonim. There are the Ramban and others, the Ramban and the Ritva, say, Ein Hachanami, you're right. Bizman Hazeh, you start asking Talamata right after Yentif. There is no, fundamentally it should be at the same time. You can't do it exactly the same time because you can't do Talamata on Yentif, so you wait to right after Yentif. But the other Rishonim, the Rambam, the Rif, the Rush, and the way we paskin, they don't make a distinction between Achar HaKorban and before. They say you keep the original day of Zayim Ar Cheshvan. The Ran suggests the reason why is because even though there's no Chiyuv to be Ola Rego, he claims the Minig was, even for years, maybe even years after Korban HaBayis, Jews used to go back anyway, not B'Torah's Chiyuv Ola Rego, but as Minig to keep the Minig Avoseim, and people went back, and therefore the Minig developed to wait the 15 days to give him go back. But the bottom line is,
what would the Ritva say on Chul?
What would the Ritva say, what?
The Gemara brings Sukkim about Chul, I'm sure you're about to get to, about when you start in Chul, right? So in Eretz Yisrael, he'd say, must say Yamtif, if you start, what about Chutzlars?
No, right, so then, so that, right, so
the would change one and not the other?
No, so the question, so, because the assumption is that they're both, that it's a Zman for rain there. But that's what, in other words, the Gemara goes to 60 days after Tekufas Tishrei. That goes after Bavel, and Bavel, the rain was nowhere close to that time period. In other words, but the Gemara, which is your point, the Gemara seems to be indicating that basically, which we're going to answer right now, is it seems to be that basically it's the time, from the simple reading of the Gemara, it appears, really you should be asking for rain right away. But because in Ola Rego we wait 15 days, which itself is a question. Like, Klai Yisrael needs rain, but okay, a couple of people, or maybe more than a couple, but definitely a minority of people are going to get wet on the way home, so therefore let's hold off on rain for Klai Yisrael. So why would we worry about the Miyad and not the Rov? You know, so the Bali Buster, as I point out, mentioned, because the people are walking in the rain, they're really going to mean it. That tefillah is going to be more powerful than people. Oh yeah, we need rain in Israel. Okay, then we'll pray a little bit. But it's not the same. But the answer the Mefarshim give is because really, the Zman of rain really doesn't begin. You don't start asking for rain as either Gimel Mar Cheshvan or Zayin. That's the Zman when it's actually the time that we need rain. The time in between when Yontif is over and the 15 days, that's really no man's land. It's not a simen kola if it rains, but it's not, technically speaking, there's nothing wrong as we're starting to do Mashiv HaRuach before, as that's what the Rav will get into, that you want to do the Ritzai HaMayim before the actual asking, whichever shita you hold from, that we do Mashiv HaRuach before Talamut, whether you hold from the shita that you begin the first day of Yontif, based on a comparison to Lulav, or the way we paskin, on the eighth day, according to everyone, you're going to do Mashiv HaRuach before because you want to do the Ritzoy HaMayim, you want to praise God on the Quasi Bakasha, the Ritzoy, before we get to the actual Sheila. But we'll get to that in a second. So they point out that really,
So why don't we stop
15 days before and give their tithes? That's what the Mepharshim answer, a couple of answers.
15 days before Pesach.
Yeah, they should give us tithes for the Ola. The real, we're not worried about the Ola Rego. I mean, we are and we're not. So because the Mepharshim point out, those 15 days before Pesach are definitely the Zman for rain. And it's a time that we want rain. If we don't have rain, it's a bad thing. So therefore, we're not going to worry about the Ola Rego and not worry about Klai. So really, if there's a conflict, obviously, if we need rain, we pray for rain, even if those people are going to get wet. The reason why we have this 15-day period, because it's not really the time for the Zman of rain, is either Gimel, Mar, Cheshvan, or Zion. We pass in Zion. So really, we're not upset if it does rain, but it's not really the time where we have to have rain yet. So since it's in no man's land, so therefore, because of the Ola Rego, Chazal said, okay, let's wait 15 days. But if it was actually the Zman of rain, we're not going to worry about the Ola Rego. Others point out, practically speaking, that everyone, to go to Eretz Yisrael, people are going to leave at different times. They're not going to have a whole big march. You're going to have some will come a day before, 2 days before, a week before. But when you're leaving, everyone's leaving at the same time. So that's when you have the whole group. Others say, with Sarach Mitzvah, they're willing to walk in the rain. So to go to do the Mitzvah Ola Rego, they're willing to get all wet. But if it's pouring on the way back, they're not going to go. It's going to be a Sar Gadol and other issues. But this. But the fundamental answer is really that it's not really the point being, up until Zayim Ar Cheshvan isn't considered the time of rain, and therefore we take in the Ola Rego. But that's only incidental. If it was the Zman of rain, then Chazal wouldn't have said to wait 15 days. So we see the fact they said to wait 15 days and not 15 days at the end before Pesach is a fundamental difference between those two Zmanim. And therefore, that's why we have that leeway. But that's what the Rav points out, that no matter what shita you take, we make the ritzoy for the mayim before we actually ask God. In fact, that's what the Rav's chakir is in the beginning of the shtickle. He wants to know, how do we view mashiv aruach ha-mored ha-gashem? Do we view it as part of the bracha of machayi ha-mesim? It's like machal kuchayim, it's actually part of, even though it's only not the whole season, it's not the whole year, but for the rainy season, Chazal said, Mashiv Aruach is part of the Nusach HaTzvilah. Or no, according to everyone, we paskin, that if you leave out Mashiv Aruach, you have to go back. The question is, why do you have to go back? Either you have to go back because it's like you forgot Machal Kilchayim Mechesed, you left out, you were Mashal HaMatveya, you changed the Matveya the Chacham and gave us, or no? It's not, it's really a separate part. It's really a ritzoy of mayim. It's really not part of the actual text, but we put in maskir and guru stone, we put in the ritzoy of mayim in that section, but it's not actually part and parcel. Either way, if you miss it, you have to go back because Chazal said during this time you have to make the ritzoy of mayim. So the Rav said to the Rav wanted to bring a raya. He thought it was not a part and parcel of the tefillah. It was a ritzoy. He says, because a couple of things. He says, there's a shita Tosis brings down in the Yerushalmi that we mentioned, Mashiv Aruach Mored HaGashem. We don't pass it in this way. But if you get Mashiv Aruach Mored HaGashem, it says you can make it up in Shomei Tefillah. The same way we say B'Sein Talo Matar, we do say you can make up in Shomei Tefillah. There's a shita in the Yerushalmi, Tosis and Tainis quotes it, that you can make it up in Shomei Tefillah. He says, what's the pshat? How could you possibly make... If it's part of the Shevach section, how could you possibly make it up, even if we don't pass it like that Shita? But obviously we see from the Shita that clearly you can't say, according to the Shita, that it's a pure Shevach, or else it wouldn't be able to, it's kind of like a quasi-Shevach, it's a reed, so you're asking God, you're not actually asking, you're getting ready to set him up in order to make the bakasha for the rain. That's why he points out, the Rav, that's why if you forget, there's a machokas we've shown him. Let's say you do machayah hamesim, orchatash machayah hamesim, before you start the third brachata, you remember you left out mashiv aruach morid hagashem. So there's a discussion in the Rishonim, Achronim, can I plug in mashiv aruach morid hagashem right there? right after Mechaya HaMeisim, but before Atah. So the Rav says, what's the Nakuda, what's the issue? The issue is, how do you view Mashu V'Ruach Amor Ragashim? If it's part of the Matbeya of the Tefillah, so he says, Atu, could you put, if you forgot to say Machal Kuchayim Bechesim, could you put that in, throw it in between two, of course not. So if it's part of the Matbeya, the Chachamim, then you have to go back. And you can't, but if it's this, a Ritzoy of the Mayim, and we put it in that spot, so it's still Samach Bracha, that's also, so therefore the Rav said, we paskin that you can, therefore bring saying it's another Raya, that you could put it, that it's not part of the Matbeya. And in fact, that's what he says, the famous issue, whether it's Mashiv HaRuach or Morid HaGeshem, or Morid HaGoshem, depends on this issue. That is, see, that interesting, the Moshe says Morid HaGoshem, and they say over the Rav is saying Morid HaGeshem. So in fact, that's what I mentioned last time, Rav Mordechai Tenva wants to take credit. Maybe he deserves it, maybe he doesn't, I don't know. But in the new Arts Goes to Durham, now they have in parentheses, Yesh Omrim Morid HaGoshem. He called up Arts Go and said, I know Rav Moshe Sheets is in the minority, but he's the Postei Kadur, we should at least recognize that he says that opinion, even if you don't want to follow him in the main paragraph. So he claims, whether he gets credit or not, that so the Yesh Omrim is in the new Arts, it's new in the Arts, it's in the new Arts Go Siddur. So Rav Moshe is known to be saying Morid HaGoshem. The Rav in Yeshiva, everyone says the Shita is Morid HaGeshem. What's interesting to note is based on the Shtickle in the Hare Kedem, if he holds it independent, he would hold, you know, it'd be Morid HaGoshem like Rav Moshe. So, you know, whether he's just saying a Shtickle Torah, not Halacha or Maisa, that's a possibility with the Rav all the time. The Rav was always changing what he said. As the Hare Kedem writes in the Hakdama, yeah, I know you're probably bothered by different steerers, different contradictions and different Shtickle Torahs. It's not my mistake, he said. I'm just telling you what the Rav said in Shiur. Some days he came in, whether it could be the next day, and say, forget about my Shiur yesterday. That's not the Pshat. This is the Pshat. Or it could be 6 months later, he didn't remember what he said, or he said what I said before, forget about it. The Rav always learned from scratch. He didn't go for the freezer Shiur. He didn't go back and say, what did I say last time? And he just learned it again, and if he came, well, that was a good thing. I guess 90% of the time he said the same thing, which means he was learning the sugya right. But once in a while, he used, I don't know what the percentage was, he used to totally give a whole different shiur. So it's a grammar issue, because we know at the end, because if you're just saying it independently, let's say by, like the classical case is Kiddush, it's usually Geffen, we say Bo'er Pri HaGeffen when it's at the end. Although the Svarim say Bo'er Pri HaGeffen, so Chacham Avadja, Avadja Yosef has a tshuva, then we know the Gemara says Gado HaOne Amen. So Amen is really part of the bracha, and therefore it's not the end. It's whole shtickle. But the bottom line is the different minhagim, Svardim, and Ashkenaz, we go with Bo'er Pri HaGeffen. So the Rav says this would depend on whether you assume you're saying it, Mashu Rokha Baruch Hashem, you just go right through. If it's independent, you'd say, if it's just the Ritzoy for Geshem, like the Rav is saying in the shtickle, it would come out, it'd be Morid HaGeshem. So he says,
if Omrin makes it not the end of a pasuk, then Boni Yerushalayim would also depend, because you have the same situation there.
Right, in that case, we actually enter Boni Yerushalayim Amen. We actually enter Amen to our own bracha, and that's the Rishonim say that's for a different reason there, because we want to show this chiluk between the Daraisa and the Rabbanan to show
But grammatically, the reason for saying the Omen wouldn't make any difference. The question is it the Sof Posek or not?
Right.
And that would be the same with Bonei Barachim of Yerushalayim and with the Barachim of Yerushalayim. Same question. So therefore, those who say Geffen should say Yerushalayim, and those who say Geffen should say Yerushalayim.
Right, so, I mean, in terms of how you end the bracha. Right, unless it depends how you view the Amen in there, right? But it'd be a similar issue. But the minhag doesn't seem to be that way, but right, it's a good question in terms of if you were if depending how you view the end of the bracha, is amen just added at the end? Is that really not part of the bracha? You know, if you say amen here is part, then it's not the end, and then so in this case it's a little different, right? It's the same issue because it's not in terms of how you're going to view it. But that seems to be a chiddush by Avadji. Yeah, we assume amen is not part of the bracha. You know, a simple pshat is it should be over priyagafen. This from a grammar point of view is we don't assume amen is part of it. True, God will own amen, but it's not part of the bracha. Pashas, yeah.
I still don't understand why we don't say Mashiva Ruach the whole year. Because if it's not, we're not asking for rain. If it's not, then why is there that certain time limit that we start asking, that we start saying that?
Yeah, so that's what to the Rav just pointed out, based on a Rashi and Tainus, he just says that, obviously in theory you could praise God all year round, but since here it's more than just a praise. It's not just a classical Shevach. It's like a ritzoy for the mayim. So he said,
"It's a ritzoy.
It's like you're asking for like from it's like begging the mercy of God to bring in, to bring us rain."
But you can't say that though, because then it shouldn't be in the shevach.
So no, but that's what they point out. So that's why the Rav says it's like a quasi. That's why the sheet that you put it in Shomea Tefillah, because it's not the classical shevach. So it's either because we have a similar issue is how do we put Micha Mocha Avarachamim and Zarchuena Lechayim, how do we put it in our first, in a Shevach? It's not a Shevach, it's a Bakasha. So in fact, some Rishonim don't. They say get rid of all the whole stuff, they shouldn't be in them. We do it in this. There's different approaches in the Rishonim. Some say because of Lashon Rabbim. But that's only if you're asking for yourself. But Lashon Rav, if you're asking for Klal Yisrael, then you can even put it in the first section. Or, as others point out, the ultimate Shevach is as realizing, as we were saying, the essence of Tefillah, that everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the fact that we're praising God, that God, it's Micha Mocha Zarchuena L'Chayim, we recognize God runs the world, so it's kind of like the highest level Shevach. But whatever pshat you want to take, right, the Rav points out, it's not the classical, if it was just purely part of the Mabeya, then you're right, then you could argue it could be all year round, but Chazal decided to put it in when you know, close to the rainy season. But in theory, if it was part of the Shevach, it could be in, but you could argue even then it only put in for the, you know, for the rainy season. But the Rav is saying, it's somewhere, it's not a classical Bakasha, he says, that's why we have a Hachraza. There's no Halacha before Zayim Ar Cheshvan or December 4th, you don't make a klap tala mutter, but that's just to remind people to say it, not me din hachraza. On Musaf and Shemini Atzeres, part of the halacha is, you know, if you want to be able to say it in your silent Shemona Esrei, you need a hachraza. So the Rav claims that that's part of this quasi din of that we're making kind of a ritzoy, a sheva, it's a mix of like a shevach and a bakasha. He says that we have to make that since it's a chiddush to put it in that bracha because it doesn't fully belong there. So therefore, you have to make a hachraza. So that's how he bases on a Rashi and Tainus. But right. So in terms of that, so that was the Rav Shtickle. So it's an interesting discussion, the interesting Maram Rutenberg, which they bring down in the Torah, they brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, in terms of, so the halacha is that if you forget Mashav HaRuach HaMakasha, even now, you have to go back. That's the halacha. Doesn't make a difference when you, it could be a day before you stop saying it. Once, from the time you begin saying it to the time you end, if you leave out Mashav HaRuach HaMakasha or Geshem, you have to repeat. The shaila is, why do you have to repeat? Well, you have to repeat because you're changing the nusach atfilah, or it's just a ritzoy, it's for other reasons. Either way, you have to go back. So that's the given. The question is, what up if you're not sure if you've said it? So then that's the tosis, the Yerushalmi, that we go with chazaka 30 days, whether 30 days means 90 times or 101 times, because you have a Shabbos in there, Rosh Chodesh, some claim it's only 101, not 90. We'll just call it 90 anyway, just to make it simple. So the Maharam Rumberg Sikh claims that if you want to, so the halacha is, if you're not sure, so during the first 30 days you have to repeat. So the Maharam Rumberg wanted to avoid this issue, So therefore he said, you can do it any time, but if you do it on Shemini Atzeres, you say over, you have to say the words before and the words after. You can't just say Mashiv Aruach in a vacuum, or else it doesn't help. But you say a little bit before, a little bit after, and if you say it 90 times, so therefore that also establishes the chazakah, and therefore if you're not sure, the next 30 days, you don't have to go back. In fact, they used to, in different yeshivas, they sing a song, Mashiv Aruach, and in fact, I heard in some shuls, during the hakafas on Simchas Torah, one of the hakafas, they go around these, I guess it's a long hakafa, or a short one, depending where you are, and they sing it, they go through it 90 times. So whatever it is, that's the Maharam Wurmberg. So not other Rishonim disagree with him. He says, what are you talking? Where do you get this from? Where do we find 90 times? Where do you get that from? You need 30 days, and if you're not sure within the 30, that's a machlokas Rishonim. We pass like the Maharam Wurmberg, but the question is, what's this Nakuda? What's the issue here? Whether 90 days is good or not. So interesting, out of all places, they claim that where did the Maharam Wurmberg get this from? From the Gemara in Baba Kama. The Gemara in Baba Kama has to deal with Shor Muad and Shor Tam, Parshas Mishpatim, Midmol Shilshom. The Gemara over there is talking about that, you know, if a Shor to establish a pattern and to be considered a Shor Muad, you have to gore three times. So the Gemara, that's the Gemara that everyone, it will get to a Machlokas in a minute, how much is a Chazaka, two or three, but everyone agrees when it comes to Shor Muad, it's three times. Midmol Shilshom, we learn out from the Psukim. So the Gemara over there, either Rabbi Hud, the Rameyer, one of the rabbis over there in the Gemara, he says, so if the halacha is that if an animal gores three times, three consecutive days, we consider them a shor amord. If richog nigochos creates a chazaka, kirov nigochos go kol shechein, how much more so if the animal gored three times in one day, certainly that creates a chazaka. That's the opinion in the Gemara over there. So the Maharam Wurmberg says, so too, if 90 times in 30 days creates a chazaka, how much more so 90 times in one day, that creates a chazaka. That's the raya for the Maharam Wurmberg. So the couple of questions. Number one is, we don't pass it like that shita in the Gemara Baba Kama. We reject it. We don't go with, we don't assume that creates a chazaka by Shor Mord. So how come we accept the Maharam Wurmberg on this issue of Mashiv Aruach? So we have to go back and step back and understand some Inyani Chazaka a bit more.
Why isn't it accepted in Baba Kama?
Yeah, so either we could say is because you just say, it's like we have a bad day, the animal had a bad day. You can't bring any rayas of pattern if you do it so close to get, so three consecutive days, so at least
who's the Bar Plukta? Like, why do we pass it the other way?
The Gemara rejects it in terms of, the Gemara rejects that opinion because they're saying, how could you bring, you have to check for sure, have to see the Gemara again, but in terms of, I think Al Pi Svara, that they say, because maybe the animal's having a bad day, you know, you can't bring a raya, humans have bad days, you generally have a terrible day, but you have to get, it's not enough time to create a pattern, that we assume you need three different days and three consecutive days to create a pattern, but three times in one day, it's happening too soon to create a pattern. So there's a discussion in the Gemara, Machlokas, I think it's Rebbe and Rabbi Gamliel, in general, how many times something has to happen to establish a chazaka. So Rebbe says two times is a chazaka, and Rabbi Gamliel says three times. And we find different, for different things, actually, we find different times. So for instance, where do we find two times? Rebbe says two times. So we know there's halacha of mila. So you have halacha in the Gemara, umesu achim machmas mila. There's halacha of bris mila. And we know that involves a sakana, doing mila, not sakana, you can't do it, but we know it involves blood, etc. So the Gemara talks about a case where a brother did a mila, he died, they couldn't stop the bleeding. And then the second one, so two times it happened, we don't say, oh, well, let's take a shot one more time. No, after two times we say, no mila. That's an interesting independent discussion.
For the third child.
But for the third child, we don't do, at least we don't do it right away. We see when it gets stronger, maybe we'll do it later. Which is an interesting discussion. The Rishonim, Rabbeinu Tam, another Rishonim on, let's assume he's a Kohen. Does he have a din of an Aro or not? Because the Halacha is telling me I can't do a Mila. So that's a separate shiur, but interesting discussion there. But that, yeah, then Kalanis is the other one. Kalanis is, again, Kalanis also is a very complicated, I'm sure it's complicated to live through it, but it's complicated sugya in general. But for our purposes, the devil's in the detail, there are a lot of details to it, but just simply what it means is, a woman married this man, the man died, and we're attributing his death to this woman. And then similarly, she marries again. And also we assume, you know, it's not that he got run over by a car, you know, that somehow the connection between the woman and his death. So we say she can't marry the third guy because it's a danger. So we see by Katlanis and by Meisu Achimach Matzvila, we see two times is a chazaka. Yet the case is by the Gemara by three times is one is Shor Muad, and the other one is vested. Vesos, that in terms of Nida, a woman establishing a pattern, so therefore we say you need three times. So what is this? How come? So what's this? Why is Chazaka sometimes two times, sometimes three times? So there's the famous Ran. The Ran wants to say that really, you know what? That there's different laws of, we know there's different laws of Sveikis. Savet, Daraisa, Luchumra, a Dao regarding a biblical law was strict on, Savek Drabat and Lakula, a Dao by a rabbinical law were lenient, a Svek Sveka were lenient on, a Dao on Pikuach Nefesh, either Machmor or Meiko, depending on which direction. So he wants to point out, really, it's a Sveka Dedina. In fact, he quotes, it's a famous Gra in Parashat Shoftim when it says, Ki Yipioba Mincha, that when you go to the base in Agado, so this says you should ask a question. The pasuk says ben dam ledam, ben din ledin, ben neged leneged. Why different cases? So the Vilna Gaon says because in halacha you have to know what the suffix. It's not just okay. It's a doubt. Therefore, do x. You have to know what the suffix is. We have so ben din ledin. Do you have it is iser v'heter? So suffix deraisa uchumra. You're not sure if this piece of meat is kosher or not. Suffix deraisa uchumra. Ben, you know. So then. Ben, so you know, ben dam le dam, it gets into so that's the point of suffix iser. Then ben din le din is a din of dinei mamonos that amotzi mechaver olav haraya. The halacha is that if there's a doubt by money, so we say possession is 9/10 of the law. Whoever's holding on, the burden of proof is to take it out. That's the halacha you do by suffix of dinei mamonos and. But nega tuma. We know suffik for shus harabim is tar. Suffik for shus hayachid tami. The different halachas of tuma by shus harabim and shus hayachid. So depending on what you're in, so we see this. That's what the Ran basically points out. That really, it's a sveika dedina. How we paskin? Do we passing like Rebbe, or do we passing like Rebbe Gamliel? So therefore, we have to check the case. When it comes to Katlanis, Meisu Achach Machmas Mila, Suffolk Bikuach Nefesh, I'm not going to say three times, okay, we have to be Machmir, and therefore after two times, we establish a Chazaka. But by Shor HaMuad, based on the Psukim, on Vestas, they claim, the Ran claims, which we'll see Rav Chaim and the Rambam disagrees, that's only a Dindrabanan. So Suffolk Drabanan Akula. So the Ran says we have to go through, there is no general rule, the Ran writes, we have to go through each case, and then it's a child. It's a suffix and dina, whether it's two or three. So depending on what principle we put into the suffix, we'll come to it. But there's no rule two or three. It's a sveik and a dina, and you have to go through each case separately. That's how the Ran writes.
Why is saying that it's not a shormu or lekula?
No, that's based on because you know in terms of. Whether it's a motzi mechaver in terms of who's paying out, but over there they say everyone.
At the moment of determination whether it's a muad or not, there's no payout.
No, right now they're saying in terms of shuar muad, they have to quote the psukim from Parashas Mishpatim in terms of how they get the three times.
Okay. that's exerus or custom.
Yeah, or more than, yeah, so that one everyone agrees to, that's not a point of contention, but setting up a vessel and that the Rav claims it's only drabbanan. See, the Rav had a different shot. He said, no, it's not a sveka the dina. Is you have to look, is you have to know, it depends what we're trying to do here. So he says, if you're just trying to make a pattern, a chazaka to establish a pattern, so that's it. So then two times is enough. Meiso achim machmas mila. Okay, there's a pattern here. Himofilak, it's enough. Two times is enough. We paskin two times is enough to create. No, it's not a suffix. It's not a suffix that writes a chumra. That's the halacha. Two times is enough. Kalan is two times is enough. No. So if two times is enough for a chazaka, so why not by shor amua, which that's the pasuk anyway, but by vesas, and now what does it depend on? So he says, like this, he says, because by shor amua, he says, it's more than just setting up a pattern. It's what he calls, you have to set up a chalo shame, which I'll explain in a second. What he means is as follows. There's a lacha that, let's say a shor gores once and twice, and the third time, let's say it's a shor shel hefker, let's say he gores something which he's putter from. There's not a negicha mechayeves. So it's a Gemara. So the Gemara says, you have to have, in order to be a shor muad, it has to be three times where you have to be paying out. Where you chayev to pay out, and the negicha, which is. So the question, if you're just establishing a pattern, the Rav said, well, who cares whether I have to pay or not pay out? If it's all about a pattern, then it will make a difference. He said, the fact that you need a negicha mechayeves, it's more than just a pattern. You're setting up a chalo shem here. It has to establish, and you know, it's exeris akasav, it has to be a negicha which is mechayev you. And similarly, the Rav says, based on the Rambam, that vesis is the raisa, not drabanan. And it says, we're not just, like, same thing by vesis. If, let's say, a woman had dam, let's say the third time, and it was dam tahar. It wasn't dam that was that she became a nida, so it also wouldn't be a vesis, because it's not by vesis and by shor muad, it's not just a pattern, it's more, it's a special xeris akasav, a special lima they learn now, it has to be a special type of dam, a dam which is metame, the woman, or in the case of a shor, it has to be, it's more than just a pattern, you're establishing a chalo shem. So the Rav says like this, he says, so when it comes to the setting up a pattern, two times is enough. But if you want to establish more than that, then you need three times. So getting back to the Maharam of Rumberg, he says like this. That's the Nodi Behudis Kasha. We pass like the Maharam of Rumberg that we go with the 90 times, 100 times. I am against the Gemara and Baba Kama that rejects it. So the Rav said, no, what's the Pshaw? What was the Raya? The Raya was, if an ox that goes in three consecutive days gets the status of a Shor Muad, then Kal v'chomer, shor that gores three times in one day, is a muad. Gemara rejects that, pisvara or other reasons. So the question is, if we reject it, why don't we reject the Maharam? So the Rav says, no, because by shor amuad, why are we rejecting it? Because it's a special, it's part of establishing a chal shame. We have to have it in three consecutive days. It has to be a shor and a gicha mechayeves. But by mashiv haruach amor nakashem, there's no chal shame here. What are we establishing? We're establishing a pattern. We're creatures of habit. You get used to doing something. You want to set up a pattern that every time you get into Shemona Esrei, you get to mention mashiv haruach. So interesting, they point out that what's the Nekudas HaMachlokes between the Maharam of Rumberg and the other Rishonim, whether you accept 100 times or not, 90 times by Mashiv HaRuach. So the two types of Chazaka is what they call in yeshivas either a Siba or a Simen. A Siba means it's a cause. As opposed to a Simen, it's not a cause, it's a sign. Let's say, for instance, when two of the handles hit 12 o'clock, everyone just takes off, whether from school, from work, or on lunch break. That's a sim. It's not that something happens, the clock turns to 12, and all of a sudden we have to stop working or going to school, or stop learning, whatever we're doing. That's a sim. At 12 o'clock, I know it's time to take lunch. But the fire alarm goes off, When the smoke, when that's a seed, but that means it's a fire. You're assuming it's not a false alarm. It's the fire. So it's a siman and a siba. So what is, so by shor hamuad, what type of chazaka is it? Is it a siman or is it a siba? So on one hand, do I say is, so if I say it's a siba, by you goring three times, you know, that you are what you gore three times, that create that had an impact on you, and therefore now you become a shor hamuad. Or no, I say it's a siman. It's not that I changed, nothing changed. I always was a shor hamuad. I didn't know about it. When once you gored three times, it was magala to what you always were before. And it's a perhaps nafkamina, if an animal gored two times before the third, then you sell it. And then he goes, the third, is it a mekatos or not? If it's a siba, it's a, what kind of mekatos? I wasn't a shor hamuad yet, it's your fault. He became crazy in your under your possession, not mine. But if it's a siman, then you could argue that it was always a shor hamuad and I didn't know it. But so they point out like this. So that's a machlokas by shor hamuad, whether it's a siman or a siba. So everyone agrees by mashav haruach. It's a siba. It's not a siman that, you know what, if I said it 90 times, it's by me going through the pattern and repeating it, by me saying Mashiach 90 times, I am creating it myself. So everyone agrees. By Mashiach there's no machokas. It's definitely a siba. So that's in the course. The Ma'arav Rumer learned Shor Harmuad is also a siba. And therefore he learns out, you could compare Shor Harmuad, learn out Shor Harmuad to Mashiach Ruach. The other Shor would say, what are you talking about? But how can you compare? Shor hamuad is a siman, and mashav haruach is a siba. So that's how some achronim say this nakudas hamachokes in the Maram and Rumberg, whether 90 time works or not, is whether you're looking whether how you view shor hamuad. Everyone agrees mashav haruach is a siba. The question is, what about shor hamuad? Just to summarize, so we discussed the issue of mashav haruach, and about we started, that's a given. When we started discussion Tal Abatar, Zayim Ar Cheshvan, we'll get to Chutz Laretz later on, but in terms of Zayim Ar Cheshvan and Gimel Ar Cheshvan, and we pointed out that why not stop, so with 15 days to give the people time to come back, what about Bizman Azen no Beis HaMikdash, and the Ran says anyway the minig is to go. Other Rishonim say Echinami, you should start saying right away. In fact, based on those Rishonim of Shlomo Zalman Arbach and other Poskim Paskin, that if you started saying Mashav Aruach Moragashim and Eretz Yisrael in between, not everyone agrees to it, but based on those Shitas in the Rishonim, that you don't have to go back. You don't have to go back for Mashav Aruach. Then we says why not the last 15 days? Because that is a Siman Kola. That is a Siman Bracha. We need the rain, and therefore we're not going to stop. We're not going to have it stop raining, you know, for the Ola Rego. And I didn't get to it, but the Rush will see. The Rush says the same thing in Bavel. We'll get into Talamutter, but he says that Talamutter was only set up for Bavel. So perhaps in America, outside of Bavel, you know, could be different. Then we went into Mashav Haruach is considered part of the Matbeah, or is it just a Ritzoy B'Yama? The Rav wanted to bring different rayas. It's a Ritzoy. You could say Mashav Haruach Boreh Hagashem even after you finish Mechaya Beisim before Atah. The Shita Yerushalmi, you can make it up in Shomei Tefillah. This issue, whether it's Mashav Haruach Boreh Hagashem or Boreh Hagashem, the Machlokas in Lamdis and the Rav Sefer, which, and in contrast to what they say, the Rav said of Boreh Hagashem. And then we went into the issue of the Maharam Rumberg, this issue of the comparison from Mashav Haruach to Shor Hamuad 90 times, whether Simin or Siba or not, and the two issues, how you explain Chazak in general, like the Ran saying two times or three times, and the Sfeik and the Dina, you have to go apply the rules of Suffolk and see what you come up with. But no, the Rav says there is no Suffolk. The issue is, when it comes to, if you're just establishing a pattern, then two times is enough, but Torah is Vadai. If you're establishing a Chal Hashem by Vestis and by Shor Hamuad, so then you need three times, and that's why the Rav says, even though we reject the Shita by Shor Hamuad about three times, that's because you need, it's a special din of Chal Hashem, but to create a pattern, Everyone would agree that 90 times, according to Mara Rimberg, anyway, then everyone would agree that 90 times in one day is a good enough chazaka.
If you forget, can you be
outside with the shot? You mean in Jennifer Mashiach? Yeah, so that's